morning. Good afternoon, everyone. Our world have changed dramatically in the last 3 months. I'm sure yours was, and I'm sure mine is. Up until 3 months ago, we used to get in the morning and go to the office. Going to the office has changed dramatically, the definition of it. Last week I read an article about Twitter CEO saying that his employees would never go back to the office. So come to think of it, we're in a situation where the economy is changing, and working remotely from anywhere at any time has become basically the norm for many, many global organizations. When you break it down to the financial sector, you're actually, on the one hand, you're actually in a position where you want to let your employees work remotely, but on the other hand, that brings with it a healthy dose of compliance challenges. And that's actually the subject of today's session. And with me today is two individuals from Black Swan Technologies that would shed some light on what are these main challenges and how Black Swan Technologies are planning to address the challenges from the technology perspective. So with me today is Mr. Michal Piloge, the head of AML for Black Swan Technologies, and Mr. Leo Perry, the chief engagement officer for Black Swan. Gentlemen, thank you very much for joining me today. Just before we start, perhaps each of you can introduce yourself and a little bit about your background. So Leo, we'll start with you.
Thanks for having us. Liron, my name is Leo Perry. I'm a chief engagement officer, as you said. I've been a Black Swan from its get-go. I bring with me many years of background in innovation, knowledge, technologies, and for multiple industries, including financial industries, IoT, and others.
Thank you very much, Leo. Michal, can you introduce yourself briefly?
Absolutely. And again, thank you very much for having us. So my name is Michal Piloge. I've recently joined Black Swan as head of AML, as you've mentioned. Prior to that, I've been with Citibank for almost 10 years, all of that within AML department. Most recently, within the global AML transaction monitoring team, where I was responsible for AML monitoring program for corporate clients across the world, including higher risk groups such as payment intermediaries and digital products.
Thank you again for joining me today. So, Michal, maybe we'll start with you. When we're talking about the compliance challenges for the financial organization, specifically around KYC, can you share with the audience what are the main challenges and how were these challenges actually were amplified, during COVID-19?
Absolutely, and it's a very good question considering what's happening right now. So first of all, what we need to understand is that within the last few years, or almost close to a decade, regulators have been increasing both the volume and the size of fines being handed out to banks for deficiencies in their AML and counter-terrorist financing programs. Recent scandals, for example, relate to certain Estonian branch, have further highlighted the need for a very robust anti-financial crime program covering primarily KYC and ongoing due diligence. On the other hand, the fact that there are many legacy disconnected systems covering individual functions within the processes, such as documentation platform, client screening, client risk scoring, client onboarding, and so on and so forth, highly manual processes have to quickly evolve to enable banks to increase their risk coverage, if not only retain on existing level, but at the same time enable more cost-effective compliance and being able to tackle emerging risks. Now, with regards to COVID, these problems have further amplified, as you've mentioned. So on one hand, we see criminals taking full advantage of what's happening of the pandemic by carrying out number of financial fraud and exploitation scams, such as trafficking counterfeit medicines, for example, or engaging in phishing schemes, preying on COVID-related fears. Further to that, because the world is facing shelter at home orders or strict social distancing measures, in-person banking has become much more difficult than it was before. In certain cases, it is actually completely impossible. So what the banks need to, or rather all financial institutions need to focus on now is working on implementing better tools enabled by financial technology, by regulatory technology, to enable KYC being performed remotely, whether the bank employee is at home or somewhere else, not at the branch, not in the bank. And similarly for the clients, they don't have to go to the bank to actually start using the products.
Thank you very much, Michal. And so when you're thinking about the optimal solution for today's economy, focusing again on KYC, so what would be, from your perspective, the building blocks for an optimal solution?
Okay. So in my view, there are a few things that need to be considered. First of all, the solution needs to be accessible remotely from wherever, effectively. At the same time, it has to be completely secure. All the legacy solutions are unfortunately no longer viable in this age, especially considering the increased activity of criminals. So complete security and remote accessibility is part one. Second part would be that the tool needs to enable automation of certain manual tasks that previously were done by KYC analysts. So automation of as many items as possible or steps within the process related to identification, verification of clients, screening of their names across a number of different sources to identify risks. And then lastly, again, considering the situation in the market and a number of emerging risks, ease of configurability. So the tool has to be designed and deployed in a way that modification to a workflow or specific questions need to be performed fairly easily and quickly to tackle the risks.
Thank you very much. So Leo, can you explain how Black Swan Technologies' new offering actually tackle all the challenges that Michal just mentioned and perhaps segue to how the solution actually provide additional benefits to financial institutes?
Great question, Liron. What we try to perform using Element is build a platform which will be as adaptive to change as possible. The system is built in a serverless architecture that can be deployed on any cloud, public or private, and can accommodate to the various needs of the financial institution or any other regulated organization. And this architecture, on the other hand, can benefit from the power of the either public or a private cloud environment where it operates, which means tougher security measures, privacy by design, security by design, and any other aspect which is required in order to handle seamless scaling, fitting to changing needs in terms of operation, accessibility across regions, redundancy, and more. On top of that, we've added strict military-grade security measures to make sure that the entire tunnel going from individual user to the cloud is also completely blocked, shaking away any challenges that relates to privacy or security, making sure that there is no potential man in the middle anywhere down the line.
That sounds fascinating, Leo. Perhaps you can share with the listeners an example of a customer that was using the solution and perhaps a few benefits that you see out of the solution?
Yes, of course. So one of our recent deployment is a large international bank based in with headquarters in Europe, but with operations spanning over 70 countries. And the bank was challenged with a tedious process. It was required by regulators to remediate a massive amount of its corporate customers using the capabilities of our platform. We've done a quick deployment, allowing hundreds of analysts to work from multiple multiple locations, multiple jurisdictions around the clock to provide a seamless service and consistent service for any organization in any jurisdiction, which resulted in a fully automated a KYC search and profile generation, touch time reductions of over 80%, and an ability to meet regulatory rigorous regulatory requirements in a very short time span, actually reducing down from over a 50 hour elapsed time spanning across multiple weeks of work down to 15 minutes of compute time over less than 2 hours all across.
Wow, this is amazing, really, really amazing. So I think our time is up for today. Again, thank you very, very much for joining me and sharing these really interesting insights with our listeners. And for those of you at home or anywhere that you are in the world, keep safe and tune out to the next episode. Thank you very much.
Thank you.